Krishna, welcome back to yet another edition of Waves of Devotion, a program brought to you by the courtesy of Hare Krishna Dham, Houston, on FM 106.1. We are your hosts, Vinod Bihari Das
and Bina.
We would like to remind all our listeners that you can also listen to this program live at tunein.com or download the TuneIn application, search for 106.1 FM. Today, let's try to do some soul searching. When you ask someone a question, who are you? What are the typical answers we get? I am Mr. So-and-so, I am Mrs. So-and-so, I am an engineer, I am a doctor, I'm a teacher, I'm a man, I'm a woman, and so on. Sometimes I'm a Brahmana, I'm a Kshatriya, I am this, I am that. Now, for a moment, if you think this over, you know that all these are but bodily designations. It is just like calling someone, hey, red shirt, hey, blue coat. Doesn't that sound very absurd? You are not the shirt or the coat, but something inside that. Similarly, You are not the body, but something beyond that. Now, to understand who am I, why am I subjected to the threefold miseries of life? These are some of the very intelligent questions. To understand answers to these questions through eyes of Shastra, Shastra Chakshushu, as we say in Sanskrit, let's listen to a lecture given by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. But before that, as usual, we'll chant a few verses from Bhagavad Gita as it is. We will be reading from chapter 1 and begin with verse 31. I will be reading the verse and Bina will be reading the translation. Nacha shroyum anupashyami hatva swajanam ahave nakankshe vijayam krishna nacha rajyam sukhani cha.
I do not see how any good can come from killing my own kinsman in this battle, nor can I, my dear Krishna, desire any subsequent victory, kingdom or happiness.
Kim no rajena govinda kim bhogai jivitena va esha marthe kankshitam no rajyam bhogam sukhani cha.
O Govinda, of what avail to us are a kingdom, happiness or even life itself, when all those for whom we may desire them are now arrayed on this battlefield?
Kim no rajena govinda kim bhogai jivitena va esha marthe kankshitam no rajyam bhoga sukhani cha.
O Madhusudan,
ta ime vastita yudde pranan tyaktva dhanani cha acharyah pitarah putraha tathaiva cha pitamahaha matulaha shvashuraha pautraha shalam sambandhinastata etan hantum icchami natopi madhusudana api trailokya rajyasya heto ho kim nu mahi krute nihatya dhatra rashtranah kapritisya janardana.
O Madhusudana, when teachers, fathers, sons, grandfathers, maternal uncles, fathers-in-law, grandsons, brothers-in-law, and other relatives are ready to give up their lives and properties and are standing before me, why should I wish to kill them, even though they might otherwise kill me? O maintainer of all living entities, I am not prepared to fight with them, even in exchange for the three worlds, let alone this earth. What pleasure will we derive from killing the sons of Dhritarashtra?
Papamevashraye tasman atva etan atatayinaha tasman narha vayam hantum dhartarashtran swabandavan swajanam kim katham hatva sukinah syama madhava.
Sin will overcome us if we slay such aggressors. Therefore, it is not proper for us to kill the sons of Dhritarashtra and our friends. What should we gain, O Krishna, husband of the goddess of fortune, and how could we be happy by killing our own kinsmen?
Yadyapete napashyanti lobo pahata chetasah kulakshaya krutam dosham mitra drohe chapatakam katham nadneyam asmabhi papa dasmani vartitum kulakshaya krutam dosham prapashabdi janardana.
O Janardana, although these men, their hearts overtaken by greed, see no fault in killing one's family or quarreling with friends, why should we, who can see the crime in destroying a family, engage in these acts of sin?
Kulakshaye pranashyanti kuladharmaha sanatanaha dharme nashte kulam krishnam adharmo bhay abhivartyuta.
the destruction of dynasty, the eternal family tradition is vanquished, and thus the rest of the family becomes involved in irreligion.
Adharma bhavat krishna pradyushanti kulastriyah strishu drushtasu varshneya jayate varna sankarah.
When irreligion is prominent in the family of Krishna, the women of the family become polluted, and from the degradation of womanhood, O descendant of Rishni, comes unwanted progeny.
Sankaro narakayaiva kulagnanam kulashacha patanti pitaro yesham lupta pindodakakriyaha.
An increase of unwanted population certainly causes hellish life both for the family and for those who destroy the family tradition. The ancestors of such corrupt families fall down because the performances for offering them food and water are entirely stopped.
Doshairetaihi kulagnanam varnasankarakarakaihi uchadyante jati dharmaha kula dharmascha shashvataha.
By the evil deeds of those who destroy the family tradition and thus give rise to unwanted children, all kinds of community projects and family welfare activities are devastated.
Utsanna kula dharmanam manushyanam janatana narake niyatam vaso bhavatitya anushushrama.
O Krishna, maintainer of the people, I have heard by disciplic succession that those who destroy family traditions dwell always in hell.
Aho bat mahat papam kartum vyavasita vayam yad rajya sukhalobena antum swajana mudyataha.
Alas, how strange it is that we are preparing to commit greatly sinful acts. Driven by the desire to enjoy royal happiness, we are intent on killing our own kinsmen.
Aho bat mahat papam kartum vyavasita vayam yad rajya sukhalobena antum swajana muddataha yadi mam apratikaram ashastram shastrapanayah bhartarashtrarane hanyo tanme kshematram bhavet.
Better for me if the sons of Dhritarashtra, weapons in hand, were to kill me unarmed and unresisting on this battlefield.
Yadi mam apratikaram ashastram shastrapanayah dhartarashtre rane hanyam tanme kshematram bhavet. Sanjaya vacha eva muktva arjunah sankhe rathopastha upavishat vishrujya sasharam chapam choka samvigna manasah.
Sanjaya said, Arjuna, having thus spoken on the battlefield, cast aside his bow and arrows and sat down on the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with grief.
Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gitasu Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Arjuna Vishada Yogo Nama Prathamo Jayaha.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to the Waves of the Ocean at 106.1 FM. Now it's time for us to listen to a lecture from His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Text 102 through 109, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 12, 1975, in Bombay, India.
So, in our last meeting, we are discussing about the constitutional position of the living entity. Sanatana Goswami inquired from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kyami kano more jape tapatraya. This is the first question Arjuna also, when he became perplexed whether he should fight or not, he surrendered to Krishna and accepted him as a spiritual master. Shishrasti ham sadhimam prapannam. Actually, I am deviating from my duty, so I am perplexed what to do. Therefore, I know Arjuna knew it perfectly well, that Krishna, although his friend, he is the Supreme Personality of all. That was known to Arjuna. All the Pandav family members, they knew. Gurus also, they knew. Otherwise, how it was possible to deal with Krishna as family member? Krishna was in his human form of life, he was related with the Kurus and the Pandavas by family relationship. Krishna's father's sister Kunti was the mother of the Pandavas, and Kunti was a family daughter-in-law in the Kuru's family. So they are very intimately related. Duryodhana's daughter was married with Krishna's son. So these two families, they are very intimately related. But they knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. He'll read in Kunti's Stotra, she was praying to Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Krishna was offering his obeisances to the aunt, Kunti. Similarly, Narad Muni also, when he entered the royal assembly of Krishna and Dwaraka, Krishna received him by standing from his throne and taking the dust of his feet. Although Narad knows that he is the Supreme Personality of God. Similarly, Krishna, whenever he used to meet Maharaj Yudhishthira, he was giving his respect by touching his feet, and Maharaj Yudhishthira was embracing him as a younger brother. But they knew all that he is the Supreme Personality of God. So, we can also have Krishna like that. That is Krishna's pastime, that you are thinking of God as nirakar, without any form. He cannot be touched, he cannot be embraced, he cannot be talked. No. Krishna, personally being present, he was talking with his devotees, dealing just like ordinary human being, but the devotees knew him that he is the Supreme Personality of God. Only the non-devotees, abhujananti mangamurha manasim tanumas, those who are not devotees, still now, just like we are worshipping here Krishna in this temple, the others, non-devotees, rascals, they will think that these fools are worshipping a stone statue. They will think like that. That very learned scholar, they think that these are fools. They have accepted a stone statue. Everyone knows that here Krishna is made of stone. So why these fools are spending so much money, lakhs and crores, for having a temple for this stone statue? This is their foolishness. Therefore Krishna says, abhajananti mangamurha manasim tanumasika. So, people are unaware. of Krishna and his position, therefore one should go to the Guru. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchet eva must, in order to learn Krishna. That is, the example is being shown by Sanatana Goswami, the minister. He is not ordinary man. He is trying to know from Guru what is his actual position. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew Sanatana Goswami, intelligent, advanced. So, he doesn't require to be educated by teaching Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD of spiritual life. Preliminary study. Bhagavad Gita is not meant for persons who are advanced. They know Krishna. One who does not know Krishna, for them first reading book is Bhagavad Gita, so that he can know what is Krishna. But here, Sanatana Goswami is advanced, therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching him from the point where Bhagavad Gita was ended. That Bhagavad Gita ended, Krishna, after teaching Arjuna about different kinds of knowledge, karma yoga, jnana yoga, hatha yoga, dhyana yoga, so many, bhakti yoga, ultimately he said, Arjuna, because you are my very confidential friend, so I am giving you the confidential knowledge. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. You surrender unto me, and whatever I say, you do. That is your duty. So, from that point, when one surrenders to Krishna, why one should surrender to Krishna? Everyone is popped up that I am as good as Krishna. Why shall I surrender to Krishna? Many, many scholars, they comment on this verse, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ. Why? This is sophist. Everyone should give up everything, simply surrender to Krishna. Still they say that why you are after Krishna? Why not other gods or demigods? That is their sometimes a question. But one who knows Krishna, they cannot be. He cannot be deviated from this path. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. Bhagavan means Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. This is understanding. So our relationship with Krishna, Sanatana Goswami inquired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ke ami? What I am? What is my position? Why I am put into this miserable condition of material existence? This should be the inquiry. Simply they are trying to mitigate the material distresses. But nobody inquires that why I am put into this condition. That is real intelligence. When the disease is there, you go to the doctor, take medicine, try to become cured from the disease. But nobody inquires that why I am subjected to this disease. That is intelligence. Precaution is better than cure. If you know how to protect yourself from disease, then that is better position than to become diseased and cured. That is not very good intelligence. Rather, don't be diseased. Not that you become diseased repeatedly and go to the medical man and be cured. Puna punachar vitacharmana. Now, they have been described as chewing the chew again and again. So actually, our problem is that we are diseased at the present moment, every one of us. What is that disease? Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu darshanu. This is our disease. We are forced to die, we are forced to take birth, we are forced to become old, and we are forced to become diseased. This is our problem. But nobody inquires about this. When there is death forced upon us, they simply cry, oh, my father is gone, my father is gone. When you are diseased, then we cry. But nobody inquires that why I am put into this condition. That is intelligence. That is called Brahma Jignasa. Athāta Brahma Jignasa. So there, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu's disciple, Sanātana Goswāmī, he is inquiring that what I am, why I am put into these difficulties. This is intelligence. One should go to the spiritual master, guru, for answering or making solution of these problems, not for getting some material profit. I have got some disease, and the guru says, all right, you take this dust and you become cured. I am poor, all right, I am creating some gold for you, take it. This is not relationship with Guru. Tasmād gurum prabhaddeta jigyāsu sre uttamam. One should go to Guru for making the ultimate solution of life, not temporary. That is not relationship with Guru. The Chaitanya Mahāpuru directly says, that jiver sarup hoy krishner nitya das. Two words, sarup. Sarup means original constitutional position, that is sarup. Mukti means just like one is diseased and that there are many symptoms of disease. So, when one becomes free from the disease, the symptoms disappear. Similarly, mukti means that we have lost our original constitutional position. Because here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the real position of the living entity is that he is eternal servant of Krishna. So our position is servant, subordinate position. That is the Vedic injunction also. Eko jo bahunam vidadati kaman, nitya nityanam, chetanas chetananam. He is the supreme leader, supreme maintainer of everyone. That is our position. We are maintain, and Krishna is maintainer. We are predominated, and Krishna is predominator. This is our relation. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describing the constitutional position of the living entity, sarup. Sarup means original position. And mukti means sarupena avasthiti. Mukti means hitya anatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. This is the Vedic injunction. Mukti means hitya anatha. Now we are acting differently. Actually, our position is servant of Krishna. Now, at the present moment, every one of us, we are trying to become master. If not master of Krishna, at least we are trying to become equal with Krishna. This is your position. That is called Maya. which is not possible. God is not so cheap that you can become equal with God or greater than God. You must always remain subordinate to God. That is your position. Actually, we are subordinate. We have no meeting with God. We have no knowledge of God. But practically we see that we are subordinate to the material nature. That's a fact. Everyone knows who can overcome the laws of material nature. No, nobody can. By nature, you have to die. You cannot avoid it. You are subordinate. By nature, you have to become old man. You cannot avoid it. So we know that we are subordinate to material nature. Prakritekshumanani gunaikaramani sarvas. All these living entities, man or not man, animal or trees or plants, everyone, everyone is under the laws of material nature. They are, of course, dumb, the other animals or living entities. But human being has got advanced senses. He can think advancedly. So why they are thinking that they are free? They are servant of at least material nature at the present moment. Why they are thinking master? That is their misconception. This is called anatharupam. He is actually servant, but he is thinking master. This is called anatharupam. Anatha means otherwise. Not sarupam. Therefore mukti means hityarnatharupam, giving up this nonsense, speculation, that I am master of nature, I am master of this, master of that, or I am God, I am equal to God. These are all rascaldom. Anatharupam, thinking otherwise. So when one gives us this rascaldom, that I am God, I am equal to God, I am nobody's servant, I am free. So these are anatharupam. Hitya anatharupam sarupena avasthiti. When one is situated in his original constitutional position, that is called mukti. Mukti does not mean that you get a big head or big hand. No. Mukti means knowledge. Knowledge, this is our actual knowledge, that I am not master, I am servant. This is knowledge. So mukti means hityavnatharupam. Everyone is thinking otherwise. Somebody is thinking, I am equal to God, I am God, or I am master, or I am trying to become master of nature. The scientists, they are always thinking like that, that we want to control the material nature, so that we can manufacture living entity according to our plan, according to our order. Everyone. This is called baddha-jeev, conditioned soul. But mukti means, this is mukti. That means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is immediately by one word giving you mukti. They are trying so much, undergoing austerities, penances, going to the Himalaya, making mystical, so many things for mukti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that mukti is giving directly. Take this one. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You simply try to understand your position, that you are eternal servant of Krishna. And as soon as you accept this position, you are mukti. So mukti is not difficult for a devotee. Billamangal Thakur has said, mukti mukulitanjali sevate asma. Oh, mukti, she is standing at my door with folded hands. What can I do for you? So the bhaktas, they do not care for mukti. They are already mukta. There is no need of separate endeavor for mukti. You simply accept this truth that you are servant of Krishna, immediately. Immediately. It doesn't require. It requires only 1 second to become mukta. It doesn't require. Just like Krishna says in the Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja aham tva sarva papebhyo mukhyishyami. This is mukti. You surrender unto me and immediately I save you. Sarva papebhyo, because we become entangled by our sinful activities. These are all sinful activities, that I am independent, I can do whatever I like, I am as good as God, I am God. Or, I am God, where is the defense for me? I can do anything, there is no question of sinful activities. Some of the big samis, they lecture like that, that why you are thinking of sinful activities? You are God, there is no sin for you. They are preaching like that. That you have no sin. And it is very easy to think that is Maya. Namang prabuddhante mura. Therefore, these sinful persons who are thinking like that I am God, I have no sinful activities, I am independent, I can do whatever I like, they have been described in the Bhagavad Gita as duskritino. Duskritino. Namang duskritino mura prabuddhante naradhama. So, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can learn how to become liberated in 1 second. 1 second, it doesn't require many births. Of course, to come to this position, as Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanamanti Gyanavan Mahang Prabhadate. After many, many births, that is very difficult job. We do not know, suppose in this life I am living for 100 years or 80 years or 90 years, then again another 80 years, 90 years, another 100 years or 500 years or 5,000 years, because according to the body, the trees are standing for hundreds of years, 5,000 years. So, bahunam janmanamante is not very easy thing. It may be millions of years. So after millions of years, if one actually becomes wise, gyanavan, he understands this simple truth that jive swarupaya krishner nitya das. This simple truth. That every living entity is eternally the servant of Krishna. If he understands this, then he becomes immediately liberated. So, but intelligent man, he takes things very intelligently. That if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jiver Swarupaya Nitya Krishna Das, then why I am falsely thinking that I am God, I am not dependent on anyone, these doors. Let me accept this. Then he becomes mukta. Immediately. Simple acceptance. Our Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya mamekam saranam. He becomes immediately mukta. Then actually, when he is mukta, then there is life in mukta. Mukta does not mean finished life. Just like if you become free from a certain type of disease, so after being cured, there is duty. There is duty. Not that after being cured, the disease also cured and you are also cured, you are also finished. No. After the disease being cured, there is healthy activities. That is required. Brahma bhuta prasannātmā na sochati na kāṅkati samas sarveshu bhuteshu madhavakti labhate para. The Brahma activities means bhakti. Brahma activities. So, these devotees who are engaged in devotional service, of Krishna 24 hours, they are not only realized soul, Brahmanubhuti, but they are muktas, and they are engaged in Brahma activity. That is bhakti. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasutati nakankhati samasarvisu bhuteshu. Therefore, devotee has no distinction between this man or that man. Samasarvisu bhuteshu. A devotee does not distinguish that here is American, there is Indian, and here is cat, here is dog. No. Pandita samadarshan. A devotee knows that every one of them, all these living entities in different forms. It is not difficult to understand. Krishna says, sarva jyom isi kaunte ya sambha vandhi nishtaya ta sam jiva sadashita. Krishna is the Supreme Father. So the devotee knows that the dog is also part and parcel of Krishna, living entity, but he is in a different dress, dog's dress. And a learned Pandit, he is also the same spirit soul, but he is dressed as a learned scholar. Similarly, Vidya Abhinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gaviya. That is oneness. One can see. Even from a material point of view. A Pandit.
Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. As we are getting close to the end of today's program, once again we request all our listeners to join in this evening at the Hare Krishna Dham to glorify their beautiful Lordship, Srimati Radha Rani and Sri Sri Radha Neel Madhav, sharp at 5:30 PM. So, we'll see you all there. With this note, we'll sign off for today. We are your hosts, Vinod Bihari Das and
Bina.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,